Hello. Today I wanted to walk you through my daily routine. I'm talking about from the second I wake up to the second I go to sleep. I want to explain why I do the things I do, why I find them beneficial, why they've turned into habits for me, and just get into the nitty-gritty of my daily routine because I feel like I have a really solid daily routine at this point. I mean, obviously, every day is different. There are some days when something comes up that's out of the ordinary, like I have a photo shoot or I have a doctor's appointment and a dentist appointment. So I spend my whole day doing that. Or I'm really tired and I just want to take the whole day off. But majority of the time, I have this same daily routine. And so I wanted to get into it today. Just dig into it. Talk about it, analyze it, discuss it.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. Dating can be exhausting. Even just getting to the dating stage is a little bit overwhelming. You know, I'm not somebody who loves casually dating. I like to be in a relationship. Finding somebody you're attracted to is challenging enough, but then making sure that you're compatible is a whole other challenge. Well, Bumble is helping take some of the pressure off. Now you can make the first move or not. It's entirely up to you. Thanks to Bumble's new feature, Opening Moves. It's a simple way to start conversations. Just choose a question and let your matches reply to kick off the chat. Try Opening Moves on the new Bumble. Download Bumble now. This episode is brought to you by Prime. Whether it's a hobby, a side hustle, or simply your favorite pastime, Amazon Prime doesn't just help facilitate your passions, it helps you find new ones as well. I'm always going through phases with hobbies. Sometimes I go through a phase where I love sewing. Sometimes I go through a phase where I like taking cool photos. Sometimes I have a phase where I'm really into watercoloring. Whenever I have a good idea, I hop on Amazon and order all of the equipment that I need, and it shows up so fast. So I can just jump into my new hobby while the passion is still alive. Whatever you're into or getting into, you can find it on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
So let's start out with waking up. I wake up at 6 a.m. when I'm feeling really good and really rested, and around 7 to 7:30 a.m. on a normal day. Even if I went to bed really late the night before, I'm going to try to wake up by 7:30. If I'm really hurting, maybe 8 a.m. But it's really important to me to wake up early, no matter what, even if I'm exhausted, because for me personally, waking up early starts off my day with this sense of accomplishment already, because waking up early is painful. It's painful. It's challenging. You know, it takes a lot of discipline to wake up when your alarm goes off. And there's something about the first decision I make in the morning being one of discipline that sets the tone for the rest of the day. If I wake up at 10 a.m., I already feel behind. I'm like, fuck, like there's so much that I could have done before 10 a.m. if I would have woken up on time, but now I haven't. I didn't, use discipline this morning to get myself up so I could get started with my day. And instead, I sort of stayed comfortable and just kept sleeping. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times when sleeping in makes sense. You know, if I'm extremely sleep deprived, if I'm jet lagged or something, I don't know. But majority of the time, I try to be up by 7:30 latest. Now, the thing is, just because I wake up at 7:30 doesn't mean that I'm done sleeping that day. I totally am down to take a nap if I need one. But there's something about getting up early that makes me feel motivated. I feel kind of proud of myself. I'm kind of like, yeah, yeah. Like I did it. Like I'm up before a lot of people this morning. You know, I'm ahead. It's kind of like playing a mind game with myself. But I will say it makes me a lot more productive throughout the day. Even if I get tired in the middle of the day and need to take a nap, there's still this element of satisfaction and proudness and motivation. I also love, you know, the way that the light is so soft outside in the early morning and it's so quiet and there's birds chirping. Even in Los Angeles where I live, it's so peaceful in the morning and I like experiencing that. So I wake up really early. Right after I wake up, I go downstairs and I make my first coffee, which is a latte slash cappuccino. I don't really know. It's like kind of a latte some days and kind of a cappuccino some days, depending on how much milk and foam I make, but it's a hot drink of some sort, okay? I've been making my own nut milk for the past few weeks. I got this thing called an almond cow as a gift, and it's so incredible. It's this machine that basically makes nut milk for you in a minute or less. And it takes nuts of your choice and ingredients of your choice in their whole form. And you put things into little compartments and then you screw it all together and turn it on and it makes nut milk for you. So I've been making my own nut milk. I've been making almond coconut cashew milk and I'll froth some of that with a little bit of nut pod almond coconut creamer, either vanilla or caramel flavor. And I mix that together and I froth it up. And then pour two shots of espresso in there and I have a delicious hot warm drink. And I don't know what it is, but I really do like starting the day nowadays with a hot coffee drink. Never was this way before. This is very recent within the last 6 months, but there's something about it that I like. And I like making the coffee myself. I have an espresso machine and I, you know, steam the milk myself, froth the milk myself, do the whole barista thing, throw the towel over my shoulder, grind the beans, press it down with a little tamp. Like I do the whole thing. Then I finish that in about 2 to 3 minutes. And what do I do after that? I open my fridge and I get out my cold brew that I had been letting sit overnight. And I pour that over ice into a travel mug. If you're watching the video version of this episode, then you can see that I have that sitting right next to me right now. This is my cold brew, okay? It's cold brew and it's a little bit of nut pod creamer. That's all she wrote. Then I take my vitamins. I leave my vitamins near my coffee station so that I take them when I make my coffee in the morning. And, you know, I take all the fun stuff, B12, vitamin D, some other shit. I don't even know. My mom told me. Some other shit that my mom told me to take. Like, I'm sorry. I feel like there are so many vitamins out there and all of them are like probably good for you. I just can't keep up. So I let my mom, who can keep up, tell me what to take. So I take my vitamins. And then it's time to do a little bit of cleaning. Okay, so I empty out my dishwasher, put all my clean dishes away. Maybe I'll start loading the dishwasher with some new dishes. I might go into my closet, take all the clothes off the floor, hang them up. I might wipe down the countertop if it's looking a little sticky. My countertop is always sticky. I'm always fighting against my sticky countertop. So I'll wipe down my countertop. Maybe I'll, you know, reorganize my fridge. I don't know. I'll just kind of do some chores that have been on my mind. Sometimes it's chores that I do every day, like the dishes or cleaning the cat box, because I have cats. Sometimes it's something that's been on my mind for a while. Like, oh, I need to go through my fridge and clean out the fridge. You know, there's some stuff in there that's rotten or something. Or, oh, I need to go through my shoes because I have a few pairs of shoes that I need to donate or get rid of. Something that's kind of been on my mind for a while, but I haven't gotten the chance to do. I try to do a few of those things in the morning. Again, this just makes me feel good because I feel like I'm starting off the day with a fresh, clean slate. You know, I already have some accomplishments checked off my to-do list. And again, this motivates me. I feel like my day is compiled half of getting things done, and the other half is getting things done that will motivate me to get other things done. Like, obviously, I don't need to do chores every morning. A lot of chores can wait. Like, taking everything out of the dishwasher can wait. Doing that little chore that's been in the back of my mind for a few weeks, that can wait. But there's something about getting a few of those easier things done in the beginning of the day that just makes me feel fired up. And then usually I poop. Now, this is actually a significant part of my morning because I sit on the fucking toilet and I just go on my phone. And this is the first time in the morning when I let myself kind of do whatever I want on my phone. Before this point, I try to have a silent morning. You know, no music, no social media, not looking at social media. But when I'm having my morning poop, I kind of let myself do whatever I want on my phone. Do I want to look at Instagram reels? You know what, Emma? You're pooping. Enjoy. Like, I feel like my time on the toilet in the morning is like my time to sin. Like, is that spending money I don't need to be spending? Maybe. Is that stalking someone on Instagram that I shouldn't be stalking? Maybe. It's my me time. And I tend to sit on the toilet for a while. Like, it might be 10 to 15. Because I want to give myself time to just, like, get it over with. Like, if you try to rush your morning poop, then you end up having, like, 7 morning poops over the course of the morning because you didn't finish. So I give myself a lot of time to just finish. Then after that, I go upstairs and I brush my teeth. I don't wash my face. I don't do my skincare routine. I don't do anything. I brush my teeth. That's it. And then I change into workout clothes. Now, my workout outfit is very consistent. When it's cold out, I'm wearing a pair of leggings, preferably with a drawstring waistband. This is weird, but there's something about leggings that have a drawstring waistband that I'm obsessed with. Like, I love the way that they fit. I love the way that they look. I have a lot of pairs I've been collecting for a while now. I have a few pairs from Aritzia's TNA line. I also have some drawstring waistband leggings from the brand The Upside. Very expensive, but they're amazing and they last forever. And I wear the same pair sometimes twice in a row, because I feel like they just don't start to stink and get dirty as fast because of the material. So sometimes I'll wear them twice. Sue me. So I'll either wear leggings if it's colder, or I'll wear bike shorts. I used to hate bike shorts. I thought they were so unflattering and so uncomfortable. But there is one brand that makes biker shorts that I love. And the brand is Skatey. S-K-A-T-I-E. There's something about them. I just really like them. They fit amazing. The material is super breathable and flexible. So I'll wear one of those. Then I wear a sports bra from either, again, Aritzia's TNA, sometimes Aloe Yoga, sometimes Lululemon. It just any sports bra that doesn't hurt. Because so many sports bras hurt. They're so tight. They're so restrictive. They're so stiff that they just hurt. I hate that. So I'm trying to find a sports bra that doesn't hurt, but also isn't so thin and loose that it doesn't work. So I'm always trying to find that happy medium. And then I'll wear a soft long sleeve shirt over my sports bra to wear when I'm warming up. Basically any like soft long sleeve, okay? I'm not picky. It's like just a cotton long sleeve shirt. Then I put my hair in a low bun and I wear a headband, like a cotton headband. Oh my God, I almost forgot my Hokas. The best running shoe is Hoka. It's the brand H-O-K-A, Hoka, the best running shoes. They are so good for running. I've always had issues with foot pain from running. Hokas, there's something about them. They just support my feet in all the right spots. They're not too heavy. They're not too light. They're not that ugly. Okay, running shoes are not cute, at least in my opinion. I almost never see a running shoe where I'm like, cute. It's always like, that's cute for a running shoe, because running shoes look like too futuristic for me. Like, why are running shoes so futuristic? Any kind of cute workout shoe that does have a cool vibe to them will destroy your feet. You'll find that you have back pain the next day after wearing them. So I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, My favorite running shoe is the Hoka. I think they're incredible. I swear by them. Then I go downstairs and I fill up my Hydro Flask. Now, this Hydro Flask is going to follow me throughout the day. This Hydro Flask is not just going to follow me to my workout. This Hydro Flask is going to come with me everywhere I go for the remainder of the day. And I'm going to continue to refill it as needed. I know I'm not the first one to say this, but having a dedicated water bottle that you use every day and you fill up every day and it's a part of your routine and you enjoy it. You enjoy the way it feels in your hand. You enjoy the way that it keeps your water cold or the way that it looks, whatever. Having a water bottle that you love, that works for you, that excites you and makes you want to drink water really helps with drinking water. In high school, I got my first Hydro Flask and it was such a big deal because everybody had a Hydro Flask. Everyone. And I was like, all right, I'm putting this on my Christmas list. And so I think I got my first one for Christmas. And I remember it was the first time in my life that I drank water on a consistent basis. I was obsessed with water. I was like, oh my God, like I'm in the mood. Like I just wanted to take a sip out of my Hydro Flask right now. It became more than just drinking water. It was like, this is an enjoyable experience for me. I love drinking out of my Hydro Flask. Okay, my water is always ice cold. You know, I have stickers on my Hydro Flask that reflect my personality. There's something comforting about having this little object that I carry around with me everywhere. It became more than just a water bottle and it became an experience. But then I kind of fell off of the Hydro Flask train and I kind of stopped drinking water for like 3 years. I'm not kidding. There was not a time when I would go and pour myself a glass of water. I never did that. But over the last few months, I got back into my Hydro Flask phase. And so now I'm drinking water consistently again. So I fill up my water bottle and then it's time to go to my workout. Now, personally, I just prefer workout classes. I prefer them. I think the reason why is because number one, it gets me out of the house. So it's kind of like an activity. It's kind of an event, which is kind of exciting. It also costs money, which makes me want to stick to it more because, you know, if I pay for a workout class, I'm not going to just back out and be like, oh, I'm too lazy. I don't want to do it. There's something about paying for it that just makes me more motivated to go because it does take a level of discipline to go and exercise. It's not easy and it's not always fun. I know that getting up and moving makes me feel good afterwards. And I know that once I'm doing it, I enjoy myself. But getting the motivation to like get up and start, that's tough at times. And I'll make excuses that are just dumb. Like, oh, but like my cat is sitting on my lap right now and she's being so cute. Like, I don't know. I don't want to work out right now. But then it's like, no, Emma, okay. You paid $30 for this class. So you're fucking going. I also like the fact that there are other people there. It's kind of nice to work out with other people. It's like a little bit of community. Even if you aren't talking to the other people, there's something sort of comforting about working out with other people. There's something motivating about seeing other people pushing through the same workout that you are and like getting through it. And also, I like workout classes because I'm not one-on-one with like a personal trainer. But a personal trainer is kind of teaching the class. So I get to have a workout that feels like a personal trainer was teaching me, but instead of them talking to me directly, they're talking to the whole class. And that kind of allows me to be told what to do instead of me trying to figure it out myself, while also having this ability to zone out. If I were to go and, you know, work with a personal trainer, they would be talking to me directly the whole time, and I wouldn't be able to zone out in the same way. I love a workout class because I fully zone out. Like I'm half listening to the instructor, but I'm half like thinking. And I love that. Now listen, workout classes have their flaws, okay? Some of the people that go to workout classes are like fascinating characters. You know, you have like the super competitive ones in the class that are like giving everyone dirty looks and being like, eh, like they're like competing to be the best in the class. And then you have people who aren't taking the class seriously. They're like on their phone and getting yelled at by the instructor being like, no phones in class. And they're like, uh-huh. You have the people who think that workout classes are a fashion show, you know, they're showing up in like a fancy outfit to go fucking work out. It's like interesting. You'll meet a lot of different types of people. And some of them might not be the type of people you want to hang out with, but that's okay because it's a people watching experience and you're going to get a good workout out of it. And somebody who's a professional is teaching you what to do. And that's nice. After my workout, I feel amazing. I'm sweaty. I'm happy. I've released my endorphins. My anxiety feels better. Usually, like, I'm a little less anxious. I feel more calm and relaxed, and I'm happy. I tend to do one of two types of workouts. I either do a really intense, like, boot camp style workout where we're like running and lifting weights and like doing like planks and like we're being yelled at. Like, I like that vibe a lot for some reason. It kind of reminds me of when I was a cheerleader growing up. And our cheerleading practices were very similar to boot camp because we were just being constantly conditioned. So we were in, you know, good shape and stuff. So we would be able to do cheer routines to perform them at competitions and stuff. And that was kind of intense. And I kind of miss that sometimes. And I feel like boot camp style workouts sort of remind me of that. But I also recently started hot yoga / hot Pilates. Talk about characters in these classes. Okay. Hot yoga and hot Pilates can attract so many different types of people. It's always really fun to see just all the different types of people that are in there, especially in LA. It's like kind of a scene in a way, but I kind of love the drama. Like, it's not real drama. It's fun drama. It's like, you know, people walking in with their attitude and shit. I love it. I think it's really entertaining. So even me, I'm probably walking in with my fucking attitude. I don't even realize it, and I am. I'm walking into hot Pilates like, I think that's part of it in a way. Maybe that's part of what makes it fun. It's like a workout with an attitude, with an LA attitude. And when you go to hot Pilates and you wear the little workout outfit, you know, you're wearing the matching workout set. You're living a fantasy. You're leaning into this sort of lifestyle, full force. And that can be kind of fun in its own way.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When you're feeling down, sometimes it's good to be alone, but talking can also be a big help. Keeping everything bottled up is not great for your health. It would cause me a lot of stress and anxiety. It's almost like, I use this metaphor a lot, but it's almost like carrying a backpack around. And when you have stuff bottled up, it gets added to the backpack. And when you talk about it, you get to take it out of the backpack. Now the backpack's a little bit lighter. Once I got older and I learned how to communicate, I never stopped because I like having an empty backpack. It just feels better and my quality of life is better. When you need to talk and need a safe space, I highly recommend therapy. It's a great way to work through whatever's bothering you in a judgment-free place. There's something really special about having a resource to talk to that is not involved in your life on a personal level. So if you want to give therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's also easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. Dating can be exhausting. Even just getting to the dating stage is a little bit overwhelming. You know, I'm not somebody who loves casually dating. I like to be in a relationship. Finding somebody you're attracted to is challenging enough, but then making sure that you're compatible is a whole other challenge. Well, Bumble is helping take some of the pressure off. Now you can make the first move or not. It's entirely up to you. Thanks to Bumble's new feature, Opening Moves. It's a simple way to start conversations. Just choose a question and let your matches reply to kick off the chat. Try Opening Moves on the new Bumble. Download Bumble now.
Okay, after my workout, I'm either going to drive home from my workout or I'm going to drive to go run errands. Regardless of where I'm driving to, I'm calling people. I'm calling my mom. I'm calling my dad. I'm calling my boyfriend. I'm calling somebody I work with. I'm calling people. I use my time in the car throughout the day to call people, especially after my workout. I have all these endorphins. I'm in a good mood. I have something positive to offer. Okay. So this is when I start calling people. And I just think that using the time that I'm driving to talk on the phone is very efficient because there's nothing else I can do when I'm driving. I mean, I could listen to music and stuff, but this is the perfect time to catch up with my loved ones when I'm driving. And sometimes I'll drive home and get started with work for the day, but other times I'll run errands. Now, you might be thinking, Emma, it's so disgusting that you go and run errands in your sweaty workout clothes. I don't care. It's efficient. What do you think I'm gonna do? Do you think I'm gonna go do my morning workout and then run home, shower, and then come back out and run errands? You're wrong. You're wrong. I'm not gonna do that. That makes no sense to me. Listen, like as long as I don't smell like shit, which I don't usually after I work out, you know, I'm like, I wear my deodorant, okay? And I know I smell okay. I spray perfume a little bit sometimes too if I'm feeling like a little self-conscious or something or I'm nervous. But I'm very cautious about the way that I smell and I make sure I'm not going out and about after a workout that I sweat particularly hard in smelling like shit. I make an effort. I never run errands if I know that I smell, but I take extra precaution to not smell so that I can go and run errands after my workout. And I might go get groceries. I might go get my nails done really quick. Not like a full nail appointment where it's like I'm sitting there, I'm getting the massage, I'm like there for 2 hours. I'm talking about like a 45 minute polish change. I'm talking about no massage. I'm talking about a business interaction. I'm not talking about a luxurious experience. Like this is me getting in and out because I feel like the longer the sweat sits on you, the more chance there is that it'll smell. But I feel like I have this hour and a half window after my workout where I can go run errands where it feels like fair game to me. It's like the 5 second rule when you drop food on the floor. It's like, okay, 5 second rule. You know, the food's only been on the floor for 5 seconds. No bacteria could have gotten on it. I'm just going to eat it. To me, it's the same thing with, you know, my post-workout activity window. Okay, then I get home and it's time to get in the shower. I get in the shower immediately when I get home. Once a week or so, I'll do like a full shower routine. Okay, we're shaving, we're exfoliating, we're doing a hair mask. Everything's happening. Most days, it's just like put my hair in a shower cap, rinse off my body really quick, wash my body really quick, wash my face, get out. But like once a week, it's like, all right, let's really dig in here. Let's do the whole thing. Every time after I get out of the shower, I put on body oil. The body oil I'm actually using now is a sponsor of this podcast, although I don't know if they're sponsoring this episode or not, but it is the Sol de Janeiro body oil. It's really good. That's what I'm using right now, but there are actually quite a few good ones out there that you would enjoy. Put on my body oil. Put back on my pajamas. Okay, I don't get dressed for the day unless I'm going out immediately. Like if I have to go run an errand immediately after I shower or I have to go to a meeting or something, yeah, I'll get dressed. But most days I just get back into my PJs and then I do my skincare routine. Now I take my time here. Okay. I really wash my face. I really put on my serums. Sometimes I'll do a little gua sha. Sometimes I'll do a little red light treatment. I have all these probably stupid facial gadgets that I bought because I just had to know if they worked or not. So I'll do like in-depth skincare routine. I am mainly focused on like hydrating products. Put on a little bit of sunscreen, maybe use a little vitamin C serum. I sometimes do that in the morning. And then I start working. Now there's not much to say here. A lot of times it's like Zoom meetings, fun. Sometimes it's recording a podcast, like what I'm doing right now. Sometimes I'm like making like mood boards for certain things that I need to do. Sometimes I'm just doing like kind of emails, answering questions, coming up with different ideas, sending those through to various people, working on things for, you know, Anything Goes, the podcast or Chamberlain Coffee, my coffee company, like just little things to upkeep it and mainly working on the creative side of those things pretty much on a daily basis. And there's no end in sight to that. I could work on it for weeks and never be done, you know? So I try to pick away at it every day for as long as I can. The thing that takes the most mental energy for me comes first. And then I basically go down the list of things I need to do that day and end off the day with the easiest. Because obviously my motivation to work goes down and down and down throughout the day. So it's easier to start out with the harder stuff and then to end off with the easier stuff. I also tend to have breakfast around this time, or maybe like an hour into working, I have breakfast. Now, recently my breakfast has been a copycat Starbucks egg bite. I've been making these for months, okay? Basically what I do is I take eggs and I take little vegetables and I mix them together in muffin tins and I make these little egg bites. I got the idea from Starbucks. I hate to admit it publicly, but I did get the idea from Starbucks. And they're like little mini frittatas and they're so easy. I make them ahead of time and I just warm them up in the microwave and then I put hot sauce on them. Sometimes I'll put hummus on them, which sounds kind of random, but it's so fucking good. Like weirdly, eggs and hummus, great combination. Don't know why people aren't really talking about this more. And I'll eat those and they just get me right. They just get me right and I'm just ready for the day. Sometimes I'll have like a little smoothie too, a little sweet fruitiness in the morning. Okay, I don't know. That's like normally my go-to breakfast. And that's happening before or during this first little work session. And then around 2 or 3 p.m., it's time to take a little break. Now, sometimes I take like a 20-minute break and I just have a little lunch and maybe listen to a little bit of a podcast or something, and then I get right back to work. But other times I need a little bit more tender love and care. Like sometimes I just need to eat some lunch and then lay in bed for like an hour. Sometimes I just need to. I'm like, I don't know why. I need to be in bed right now for like an hour. Sometimes I'll even take a nap. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for a nap, but I also am not in the mood for a podcast. Like I'm in the mood to do something on my phone. When that's the case, I try to do something kind of helpful. Like I have this app that helps you learn different languages. My dad actually told me about it and I'm trying to learn French on it. I'm not doing very well at all. I'm actually doing so terribly and I'm never going to learn French, but it's at least a fun brain exercise. So I'll maybe do a little bit of that, do like one of the little courses on there. Or there's this one app I have that gives you little brain strengthening games that you can play. So sometimes I'll do that if I'm in the mood to do something on my phone. Sometimes I'll just close my eyes and listen to music or a podcast while laying in bed. Sometimes I'll read a book. I'm not in that phase right now of my life. I'm not in like a reading phase. It's just not what my brain wants right now, but I'll take a break, okay? After my break, it's time to get back to work. Now, at this point, I've already finished all of the hard stuff for the day, so it's mainly just like stuff to do on the computer. It's just me sitting at my desk doing things. You know, I actually think that the way I structure it is like this. I think this is a good way to explain it. I start off my day with tasks that require me to be moving. So that might be recording a podcast, because even though I'm not moving that much, you know, I'm talking and talking is moving, right? Or I might, you know, get out my various Chamberlain coffee samples and I might try, you know, 10 different coffee blends. And that's kind of physically rigorous in the sense that I'm walking back and forth from my coffee machine that I use to sample and the sink, and I'm like filling things up. And that's more of like a physical activity, right? Or I'm going to a fitting for an event. I like to do those types of things earlier in the day. So I'll go and do my fitting as early in the day as possible. And with that, I'm trying on clothes and I'm sort of talking to my stylist like, okay, wait, we're trying to do this vibe for this event. Or maybe if I'm filming a video, I might try to film it earlier in the day, etc. So you kind of get the point. All of the stuff that requires a lot of movement, that's happening in the first half of the day. And then the second half of the day, it's like, okay, now we're just doing stuff that requires just brain power. So I'm like sitting and I'm doing kind of tedious stuff. But at that point, tedious stuff actually sounds appealing to me, because at this point I had been moving all morning. You know, I did my exercise and then I did all of my work that requires movement. Now I'm like excited to sit down at my desk, get all cozy, have another little coffee or cup of tea and just enjoy sitting. And it feels satisfying. After I'm done with all my work for the day, sometimes, okay, now I must say, sometimes that's at like 10 p.m. But sometimes it's at 5. You know, it just depends. But on a day when I finish at a normal time, like 5, 6, 7, I might go out to dinner with friends or with my boyfriend or with someone I work with or whatever. I might go out to dinner. I really believe that going out to dinner is one of the best luxuries of life. It's truly one of my favorite things of all time. I love it. I love everything about it. I love getting a little dressed up to go out to a restaurant. I love people watching other people in the restaurant. I love not having to cook and not having to clean up. That's gorgeous. I love getting to share a meal with somebody and talk to somebody. I love how kind of rewarding it feels. It feels like a reward, you know, at the end of a long day. So once a week, I try to go out to dinner with someone, if not twice a week. But that's not always possible. So sometimes we don't do that. And sometimes we cook dinner. Now, my dinners that I cook myself are pretty boring for the most part. Like, I wouldn't say they're very interesting. You know, I might make like chickpea pasta, like pasta made out of chickpeas with like some veggies, tomato sauce, Parmesan cheese, so much Parmesan cheese, dumping the entire container on the pasta. Like, I might have that. I've been eating that for years. I might have like a sort of stir fry situation. I was doing that for a while there where I would just like throw a bunch of veggies, and I'm vegetarian, so like tofu or tempeh or edamame or something. And then I throw like some grains in there of some sort. And then I put like a fun sauce on that and call it a day. I don't know. Like, I'm not innovating in the kitchen. Okay. I'm just trying to get the job done. Oh, there was a time where I was making mini pizzas. That was kind of fun. The brand Outer Isles makes these really yummy little cauliflower and broccoli thins, and they're really good. And I would make like a bunch of little mini pizzas on those and eat those. I really try not to order food for delivery because I like to keep that for special occasions. I feel like I took advantage of it for so many years, and I just stopped appreciating it. And I prefer to use these food delivery apps when, you know, I've had a really long day and I really don't want to cook, and it's just like a fun reward. That's what I do. I appreciate it more if I cook for myself as much as possible. Then it's time for my next round of chores. Now, this round of chores is like my free-for-all time, because at this point in the day, I'm kind of exhausted, but I know that there's a few things I need to do chores-wise around the house. So this is when I motivate myself using whatever type of entertainment I want. I might listen to like some sort of drama channel on YouTube talking about some drama that probably isn't even true, or if it is, I shouldn't even know about it and nobody should. I might listen to that while I'm doing my chores. I might listen to a podcast that I find like super interesting, but maybe isn't like teaching me anything, but it's just interesting. I don't know, just something kind of insignificant, inconsequential, but it's still entertaining. I use this time of the evening for like fun entertainment. I do my chores while listening to something fun. And really at this time, I'll do as many chores as I can that have been kind of living in the back of my head for a while. Like, for example, if I have a bunch of packages that are unopened, like things that I ordered online, I might go open those and put all those things away. I might reorganize a drawer that I've been thinking about for a long time. I try to get as many of those done as I can in the evening time when I have the energy. Then I make myself a snack. This is my after dinner snack. Recently, it has been very specific. And it's so specific that it makes me feel like I'm pregnant. Which I'm not pregnant, so stop. But this craving is so random and unexpected that I do feel like I'm pregnant due to it. So basically what I've been eating is watermelon chopped up with this grapefruit lime salt. Okay, so this brand Osmo, O-S-M-O, makes this salt, and it's grapefruit lime salt. And they made it for rimming cocktail glasses, which I use it for that as well. It's amazing for that. But I also sprinkle it on watermelon. It is so fucking good. I can't even believe it. Like, I can't believe how good it is. the grapefruit lime salt is like citrusy and tart and sour, but also kind of sweet too, because they put a little bit of sugar in it. It's like citric acid, salt, sugar, and then a bunch of extracts and oils and stuff to make it whatever. It's just so good on watermelon. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. It's just so good. So I'll make a big plate of that and I'll sprinkle a bunch of that salt stuff on it. And then I'll bring it up to bed and I'll eat it in bed while I watch something fun. I'll like watch a TV show or something. I love watching things I've already watched before, to be honest. I don't feel a lot of desire to watch new things. What I've been watching recently, number one, Fuck That's Delicious on Hulu. It's like a food review type show that's really fun. I obviously love rewatching The Office, so that's always an option. I love How To by John Wilson on HBO Max. Incredible show. I've rewatched it 4 times. I'm also rewatching The Rehearsal on HBO Max. Great show. I love, is it YOLO Crystal Destiny? It's an animated comedy. So fucking funny and good. Again, that just came out. I've already rewatched it 4 times. Obsessed with that. I like watching stuff that's lighthearted because I run anxious. Like, I'm always anxious. I don't need to watch a murder documentary. Listen, I'll watch those things sometimes. I find them, you know, fascinating and whatever, but I try to avoid those things because they put me in a bad state of mind. I recently watched Dahmer. I mean, it was so awful. Obviously, I'm not saying like the production itself was awful. That's a different conversation, but the situation is awful. And watching it, it put me in a terrible frame of mind. You know, I was so anxious. I was so upset. It was upsetting. It was just not good. So when I go and watch TV at the end of the night, I want to watch something fun, loving. I'm not looking for the drama at this hour. I need something that's going to start winding me down before bed. And I want to watch it and I want to eat my watermelon. And like, I'm just excited to be there. Another thing that's fun for an evening snack is chocolate covered almonds. I don't know. I love having like a little fruit snack before bed because usually I'm like pretty full. Like I'm not really, but I like want a little something. I'm not hungry, but I want something that will give me like a little sweet vibe. The watermelon with the salt, you guys, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy for this, but it's so fucking good. I really think you need to try it.
This episode is brought to you by Purina. As the owner of 2 cats, I totally understand the healing power of pets, and so does Purina, which is why they're addressing the youth mental health crisis by making pet therapy more accessible. Research shows that pet therapy can help reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as boost self-confidence. So to help ensure there's a therapy dog available for any kid who needs it, Purina is helping get more certified, starting with their employees' pets. To learn more, visit purina.com/mental health. This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. So I was wondering, what made Bai so great? And it's actually pretty simple. Bai is infused with antioxidants. In whatever flavor you're picking up, for me, it has to be Bai Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney. You'll also find that it has electrolytes and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Okay, after I finish my snack, it's time for my nighttime routine. You know, we're brushing the teeth. We're doing the skincare routine. We're lathering up with as many products as we can possibly lather on our face. You know, we're doing a little exfoliant, a little chemical exfoliant serum. We're doing an exfoliant toner. We're doing a bunch of hydrating serums. We're doing some clarifying serums. We're doing a lot at night, and we're putting on a thick night cream at the end of all of it. Now, there's a chance that at this point, I'm still in my PJs. I never changed out of them. And so if that's the case, I don't even need to change. I just get right into bed. And when I get back into bed, it's fun time on my computer. I let myself have a little bit of fun time on my computer. What am I doing? I'm online shopping. Not even necessarily online shopping to like check out, but just looking around. I don't know. I really do think I'm a consumer by nature. Like, I really do appreciate products. And I don't necessarily like this about myself, okay? I'm not like saying that this is a good thing, but I really do enjoy products because I think that certain products, you know, elevate your daily life in a way, whether it's a skincare product that you add into your routine that makes you happy, or it's a water bottle that makes you want to drink water, or it's, you know, a phone charger that you don't need to like plug in. You just like place your phone on a phone charger and it starts charging your phone. That type of stuff makes me happy. And honestly, I wish that it wasn't the case. Like, I wish that I didn't enjoy it this much, but I do. I do enjoy like little products and stuff. And I'm always looking for fun little vintage items online, vintage clothing online, stuff like that. I'm always treasure hunting online as well. So it's a combination of like finding fun new products out there on the market that maybe I want to try, or maybe I just am excited to even just look at the description of and not buy. And it's me trying to find cool vintage things online. I look at it as a treasure hunt. You know, I'm going on Etsy, I'm going on Depop, I'm going on eBay, I'm going on The RealReal, I'm going on all these sites trying to find cool little gems. I'm going on ThredUp. Like, there's so many different spots where you can find cool vintage stuff. I also love making mood boards. I love going on Pinterest at night and making little mood boards. What's nice about Pinterest and making mood boards is that, you know, instead of online shopping and buying new things, you're seeing inspirational images that could inspire you to go into your own closet and create an outfit using things that you already have that are similar to the image that you saw on Pinterest. And then after this, I might turn the TV back on, watch something super relaxing for like another 20, 30 minutes before I eventually just turn the freaking lights out and I'm going to bed. And I tend to go to bed anywhere between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Like, it just depends. I mean, I shoot for 10 or 11, but sometimes 1 a.m. rolls around and I'm like, how did we get here? And that's my day. I don't know if any of you give a fuck about this. I don't even know if I give a fuck about it, and I live it every day. But regardless, that's my daily routine. I have very specific routines for all the different, you know, events in my life. For example, for like daily life, when I'm just at home in a routine, I have a set routine for that. When I'm traveling, I have a very specific travel routine. When I have like an event to go to, like a red carpet event or something, I have a very specific routine for that. I have like set routines for all these things. And I love it. Like, I love it. And I mean, listen, they change over time, but I'm pretty consistent, I would say. Anyway, that's it, okay? That's all I have for today. Let me know if you want to hear my other different routines, you know, like my travel routine, my red carpet routine, my, as if I have a red carpet routine. I mean, I do, but it's like, it's not like, okay, first I like swallow 6 diamonds because then it makes me look prettier for that. And like, then I poop out the diamonds and then I eat them again. And then like, it's not like that type of red carpet routine. But let me know if you're curious about any of my other consistent routines. I would love to share. You can follow Anything Goes on Instagram at Anything Goes or on Twitter at AG Podcast. You can tune in every Thursday and Sunday for a new episode of Anything Goes. Hang out with me for a little bit. I really love and appreciate all of you. And I'm so grateful that you tune in and listen to me talk. That truly means so much to me. And oh, check out Chamberlain Coffee, my coffee brand, if you'd like. Every time I like say Chamberlain Coffee, I have to take a sip of it because it like reminds me like, oh wait, yeah, I kind of do want a sip of that. Anyway, check it out. Pick up some coffee, tea, cute cups, cute mugs, cute travel to-go cups, whatever it may be. You can use code AG15 for a little discount. And that's all I got for today. Thank you guys for hanging out, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.